Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop up to 45% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee during the Blinds.com year-end blowout. Up to 45% off now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply. It's
better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at tmobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Jerk. 103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
I gave her an anonymous name, even though, well, she did ask to be, remain anonymous. So let's call her Jessica.
All right, Jessica.
Jessica wants to know if she's the jerk for breaking up with her girlfriend.
Mm-hmm.
This one I thought was interesting. We've never had one like this on Am I the Jerk. We have a lot of relationship problems, but you can always email us, amithejerk@1037kissfm.com. You can even leave us a voice message on the Odyssey app, and we can change your voice. We can put you in the Kissmas Protection Program.
If you're nice to us.
If you're crazy enough.
Yeah, that too.
She said, hey, Allie and DZ, am I the jerk for wanting to break up with my girlfriend because she allows her children to talk to her anyway? Hmm. I have her kids' age as well. And I mentioned to her one day, why does she allow her children to talk to her like that? But when her and I have a disagreement as a couple, she's very quick to block me on all social media platforms and the phone for a couple hours, maybe even a day, then call and talk to me like nothing happened. I went,
Lord.
This is a good one. I went, this is so toxic, but listen, I'm here for it. Because I get what she's getting at. She's going, wait, you let other people treat you like garbage, but then when I treat you like garbage, you block me.
you let your kids talk to you crazy.
This is an interesting one, right?
I'm listening, yeah.
And so she's saying the girlfriend blocks her or, you know, won't talk to her.
Well, basically cold shoulder her the whole day for a couple hours. Right.
And a lot of people, the couples do this, which is so unhealthy.
Very.
Dude, hanging, I got hung up on once in the past 3 years and I went crazy.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about.
I know what you're talking about.
And I'm telling you, it is the most disrespectful form of, it is so disrespectful to hang up on people. Like, just grow up.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Communicate.
Makes me nuts.
Talk. Figure it out.
The blocking, if you don't want to talk to someone, but you don't block your actual girlfriend. That's weird.
Well, no, and especially if you guys, you know, share a life together, right?
What is that?
Your kids coexist, right?
Yeah.
And y'all got kids the same age, right?
Right.
Man.
So they both have kids, and Jessica wants to know if she's the jerk for breaking up with her girlfriend because of the way she allows her kids to talk to her. But then she can't.
See, this
is tricky.
This whole thing
is a mess.
It's a mess. It screams toxic. Mm-hmm. It screams cross boundaries. It screams entitlement at the same time. But you don't know this person. Mm-hmm. Not like you don't know this relationship. Not like this is all new information to you. Mm-hmm. This has been happening.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Right? This isn't. Yeah, you know.
Fair. So, is she the jerk for breaking up with her girlfriend? You're saying at this point, what's new?
Have you guys chosen each other, or are you guys now realizing your relationship is trash?
You are good at that, DZ, saying, like, if you're choosing each other, push through. Good about that.
Push through. If you guys are each other's people, yeah, you the jerk. Mm-hmm. You're definitely the jerk.
Even if it's toxic, you say they push through?
You can resolve toxicity as long as both people are committed to it, right? You know, once you realize, hey, this is toxic, maybe you guys can fix it. Now, if you stay toxic, obviously you got to part ways. Next.
But if you and her maybe want to work on something or
help figure each other out,
her be less toxic, teach her the way.
Maybe you're a little toxic too and you don't know how to admit it, right?
Projection.
Maybe a little projection, like, because how are you getting blocked? Why are you getting blocked?
Is she blocking you because you're being nasty? I don't know. Actually, she is being nasty. We know that because she said she is. She said she's being rude just like the kids are, but the kids don't get blocked.
But the kids, see, now you're comparing yourself to other people too.
The children.
The layers on top, and kids at that. Mm-hmm. The layers on top of this, if you guys are really living and thriving together, whether you get a little toxic sometimes, I think you can fix it. Mm-hmm. I do think you can fix it, but we're not here for solutions.
I even think some of the healthiest couples have their toxic moments. Let's be real. I know some healthy couples who get mad and scream and hang up on each other. Everybody has their moments. Let's be real.
The couple that says they never fight is the biggest red flag to me.
It was my marriage.
Well, dang it.
I'm not even trying to be funny.
I wouldn't even try to go there like that.
No, I'll go there anytime. In hindsight, it was huge. I always thought, we're so healthy, we never fight. No, one was internalizing.
Yeah.
So not fighting is a huge red flag. Hindsight, I will never be in a relationship where we don't have some kind of disagreements. I just thought we mixed well together.
And are there anomalies where it's like, no, they really never fight. It's crazy. Sure.
But they're also not very passionate about each other, probably.
And they also probably really rich.
You're so funny. Okay.
I'm saying jerk if you break up. Yeah.
You think
over this, because you're comparing yourself to kids.
That's fair.
Now you're comparing yourself. You're stupid. Down to a level that you don't need to, and you're not helping big your relationship in any way.
I'll go not the jerk just because they're a mess.
It is hella toxic.
Enough with this. Yeah. All right, 414-533-1037. Now, you guys know you can leave voice messages on the Odyssey app. We love that. You can call us or you can text. We see them all. We'll talk to you next.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
And just like that, people are fired up on the phones right now.
Add a little gasoline, strike a match, and boom, watch it go.
Jessica, who wanted to be anonymous, so we gave her that name, wants to know if she's the jerk for breaking up with her girlfriend because she said she allows her children to talk to her any type of way. But when she talks to her that way, she gets blocked and ignored for hours on social media and on the phone.
See, she loves her kids more than you.
No,
let me stop adding gas. I'm done.
Saucy is fired up. Should we just start with Saucy Sandra this morning?
I think we have to.
We have to. Seriously. I'm different. Let her out of the cage.
Hey, my friend.
It's like we opened the races and Saucy took off and we're like, go.
Do you think, Saucy?
Is she a jerk for breaking up with her girlfriend because of she doesn't like the way they function, I guess? They're toxic?
No, she's not a jerk.
She basically just wants to break up. That's
for that part, you are valid and able to do whatever you want. She's the jerk for sticking with somebody who is so emotionally abusive to cut everything off and then come back and act like nothing happened.
Why
are you treating yourself like that? You deserve so much better.
Saucy, you nailed it.
Get out of there. You are so valid. You are not the jerk. Get out of there.
It's about how people treat you and that, she's getting blocked and disrespected.
Well,
it's
childish. Think about it. It's childish. So childish. It's like putting your
110% sounds like a narcissist to me.
You're putting your partner in a timeout. Figuratively, an adult timeout by blocking them, ignoring them, cold shouldering them. That's a timeout. And then you come back like nothing happened and go, it's been 2 minutes.
You are emotionally abusing them by not talking out the issue or the problem that there was. So there is resentments that are created. Ooh. No, you're
Saucy,
not the jerk.
I got this for a second because I've done enough therapy. Yes, ignoring people or the silent treatment can be viewed as a form of emotional abuse. However, there are instances where people need time. That being said, they have to come together. But if it's the silent treatment can be viewed as abusive in a relationship because that is exactly
punishment.
What you're punishing them. Yeah. And if you're in a relationship, like these two are together.
And where I'm seeing the emotional abuse.
When you're dating. You shouldn't be like this in a relationship.
Do they live together? Did it say that?
It doesn't say if they do or not.
It sounds like it, though.
It sounds like it.
Where I'm seeing the emotional abuses is that when she unblocks her and they come back together, there's never a resolve in the situation.
Yeah.
It's acted like there's nothing going on and nothing happened.
Let me
tell you, I lived 35 years of that in my life. Get away and figure out why you're attracted to that. Heal yourself.
Heal
yourself.
Why are you looking for the dopamine rush, huh? I got to go to therapy,
yeah.
So do you. I got to do it, you got to do it.
Is this self-help now, Saucy?
Sorry, Jessica's not the jerk.
Not the jerk.
You nailed it, Saucy. We appreciate you.
All right, thanks,
Saucy. Much love, guys. Sorry to be so harsh. It was a Tuesday.
I think you good. Bye, Saucy.
So funny, Saucy.
It was a Tuesday. I think she was spot on, though, for real.
Well, then I want to go to Rico on three because he's actually going to go the other way.
Ooh, Rico.
Rico, you're crazy.
How you following that
morning.
Up? Morning.
Rip on.
Do you really think Jessica's a jerk if she breaks up with the girlfriend? Talk to us.
Yeah, well, you know, the girlfriend started it, so obviously the other one finished it. I mean, if you're going to start a conflict, you got to face the repercussions of it.
Jessica was toxic first. That's what he's saying.
Yeah,
Jessica was toxic first.
So why is it that she's not a jerk for it? You know what I mean? Like, she's a jerk for it. I mean, if you started it and she's retaliating because of it.
And now you want to break up?
Yeah, now you want to break up. Like, why is that a decision? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You should sit there, you know. I don't know. She's a jerk.
Yeah. No, you don't even got to say more. I hear exactly. Like, you don't got to explain it because it's exactly understood what you mean. She's going, I'm going to start it. I'm going to be petty. I know I'm going to poke some buttons and poke the bear. Oh, I got blocked. Oh, this is now the 10th time. Oh, now I want to break up. You doing this to yourself.
Like, she acts like, oh, it's so bad that she blocked me and everything. You're the one that started the issue, woman. You got to, you know.
She's martyring. Going.
Exactly my point.
Rico, just hang up. Just hang up now.
Bye,
good point. Not the jerk. Peace.
Thank you, man.
He says jerk.
Jerk. Yeah. Jerk for breaking up.
And then somebody texted in. I feel so bad. They said, I got broken up with this weekend, so this was not the Am I the Jerk I needed this morning. Oh, I'm sorry.
Well, at least it wasn't about you.
And then Adrian texted in and said, if you've got a question, you shouldn't be there. That's what I was going to say, because he tried to get in, but we already had the lines full. So,
yikes.
All right, Jinx. Let's go to, how about Steven in Waukesha this morning? Hi, Steven.
Tiebreaker.
Morning.
Hi.
Morning.
Did you know you were going to end up being the tiebreaker on Am I the Jerk today?
I did not.
Surprise!
You better be excited, man.
Steven, do you think Jessica's a jerk if she breaks up with her girlfriend? She's tired of the back and forth, toxic blocking, all this stuff. What do you think?
So here's where I stand. I'm a little more traditional in the matter, and I have some older views, and I'm going to say that she's not a jerk, and here's my reasoning for it.
Okay.
Go on.
When it comes down to it, any solid relationship, if you look at your grandparents, and you know, obviously a lot of sets of grandparents are still together because they have old traditional values.
Right.
But if you ask them and you talk to them, the biggest thing that they always preach is communication is key. If you don't have communication and you cannot find a solid basis for communication, you don't have anything. So there's no reason to stay.
Okay.
He's saying
not the jerk. And I get the traditional part of it all. And I get the trying to help people work through things. That's where it's tough.
And if
you should help your partner work through stuff, but if they can't even see the own toxicity, what are you going to do?
And at what point do you stop putting yourself at a detriment and in that position?
Because you're getting hurt now to try to, you can't save. It's not Captain Save-A-Ho. And I don't think your girlfriend's a hoe, but you know what I'm saying? At some point you have to take care of yourself and your mental health, and if it's becoming this cycle and this pattern, but at the same time
recognize it's not going to change,
they need some awareness or some therapy. And if they don't get it, but I do think
it's hard to talk with somebody to save them when they don't want to talk or can't talk with you.
Well, and you know, like we repeat this, it's a theme on this show. You sometimes talk the craziest to the people that you love the most.
Yeah, you're meanest to your family, and then you're nice to everybody in public, which sucks.
Oof.
You know?
All right, Steven.
Thanks.
I see you.
That was good. Thank you, Steven. We appreciate you. Have a good day.
Bye.
So that's not the jerk.
Not the jerk.
Not the jerk at all.
Ooh, we need an update on this one. If they actually break up, we need an update.
Jessica, I know you're listening because you wrote in. You better give us an update. Sandra in East Troy said, jerk. Stop starting fights and talking to her like her kids do. That's immature that you're like your kids talk to you like that.
I agree.
I can, and she wouldn't have to block you being toxic.
No, I agree. That's kind of what Rico was saying. Mm-hmm. You know, if you don't start none, won't be none.
Absolutely. But
there's a certain realization that you now have to acknowledge that if you guys are now just being toxic to be toxic back, there's a cycle. It's a repetitive toxic cycle.
Yeah.
And it's endless. Mm-hmm. Somebody got to cut it.
Absolutely. Melanie in Hartford texted in and said, I'm wondering why no one is saying, why is Jessica feeling the need to treat someone poorly? Like, why are you upset that someone's retaliating because you're treating them poorly?
Mm-hmm.
This is kind of what we were circling around with.
Mm-hmm.
They said, work it out. I think she is the jerk. She went on Rico's side.
Well, when you're committed and
there
is a commitment, yes, yeah. When you got love, when you got kids involved, when there's a family dynamic, sure, but even that, surely enough, sometimes isn't worth it.
Yeah.
Even that sometimes will drive families apart.
100%. It's got to be healthy for everybody.
That's worked out today, though.
Not the jerk. You can break up with her and send us an update, please, Lord.
All right, guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. And if you're betting college football bowl games, and that can be a dicey endeavor, we're the podcast for you. We're releasing breakdowns for every matchup with new episodes dropping almost every day. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Record it if you can.
Please.
Send a voice note.